Holy Saturday, 2023. What was God, source of all, whom Jesus called Abba, doing while Jesus was suffering his passion, was dying, when he died, and while he was buried in the tomb? God was doing what God does for all of us. Let me say something about God and us first. God, source of all, whom Jesus called Abba, is creating us every single second of our existence in giving all of God's self, God's life, and God's love to us and to all creation through the giving of the incarnated divine word and the outpoured Holy Spirit. This is what God is doing, always. God is not tinkering with the cosmos or with us singly or collectively to make us a bit happier this moment or a bit stretched the next moment. In that sense, we could say that when it comes to our present concrete situation, whatever it is, God is disinterested. Not uninterested or interested, but disinterested in the precise sense of God is not intervening. God is all love, and God wants us to be totally taken over by God's love, totally recreated by it. That is what God is about with us and our cosmos all the time. God's love is the realest reality that is. But in the relation to all the particulars of our lives, what we choose, what we omit, what happens to us from others and from nature, God is disinterested. That is, God does not intervene or interfere, as I've mentioned before. On the level of secondary causality, we are exposed to nature's lawfulness, its chaos, its chance, its entropy, and its evolution. And we are exposed to the actions and omissions of all other human beings and to the impact of social structures and processes that help or harm us or do a mixture of both. We are also deeply affected by our own choices and omissions. God, for God's part, is always giving God's self, God's life, and God's love totally away to us, because God is love. All through Jesus' life, God was offering the human being of Jesus what God is offering us. The difference is that from the first moment of the existence of Jesus' human being, the divine reality of the eternal word constituted the personal grounding of his human being. As he was being tortured and crucified and buried, God's source of all, whom Jesus called Abba, was communicating to Jesus all that God was communicating during his earthly life. God did not intervene to make Jesus' pain a bit less during his passion, or his emotions a bit calmer. God was, in this sense, a disinterested companion with Jesus, but an infinitely loving companion. And what God was offering Jesus as he was being buried would be more than enough to prevent his burial from being the final word about this Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.